Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Method of business would persist until the formation of the National Wrestling Alliance in 1948. The NWA as a central governing body, with its singular, undisputed world champion, would be absolute and undeniable. This control, combined with the expansion of the interstate highway system, and the inevitable popularity and availability of regional television, would usher in an era of wrestling that was defined by what would come to be known as the territory system. The territory system would dominate wrestling for nearly four decades. While the borders, authority, popularity, and obedience of individual NWA territories was in a near constant state of flux, to this day the impact and influence of these territories is still felt. Each territory had its own signature promoter and star. While it is impossible to cram these characteristics into a static, concrete map, we are damn sure going to try anyway.
So open up your eyes before it gets too late. Now one man, there's no way you can. Hit the street lights running, don't give a damn. A simple explanation that you'll never find. Sinners never sacrifice. We never leave them alone. Is hate really worth the price? Look at what we've done. Never care for compromise. Always threatening someone's life. And it feels like the end of the world.
All right, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Pro Wrestling with your host Mike Monty and Jimmy Farrow. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
It's Friday.
That it is.
And it's always a special day in pro wrestling.
Yeah. Lay up the smacketh down on the Friday ass.
Yep. You know how close we are to WrestleMania?
We're getting there. We're getting close.
Are you excited this year?
Kind of.
Kind of, maybe.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Kind of, maybe, kind of.
Yeah. I didn't get The Rock. I don't want to see it.
Ah, we may get The Rock.
Oh, have you written up another 50 different ways we can have The Rock?
As we get closer, my feeling is that the tribal chief will retain his world wrestling, universal, unified championship.
You hope.
I hope.
Yeah, you continue to hope.
I hope.
Okay, we'll see. Bob Backlund. Here he comes.
What if
he's got blonde hair and a tattoo on his neck, but here comes Bob Backlund.
Here comes Bob Backlund.
Ugh.
All right, Bray Wyatt versus Bobby Lashley still set for WrestleMania amid injury buzz.
Oh, thank God.
Despite rumors regarding Bray Wyatt's health and status within the WWE, he is reportedly still slated to face Bobby Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Well, I've been thinking lately about Bray Wyatt.
Well, let me ask you one question before you go on.
Oh, I may go off.
When will you admit now?
Would you let me go off?
Oh, so you're going to allow me?
Watch this.
You're going to say I was right.
You're going to love this.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to admit that you were right. When would I ever do that?
It would only be fair.
Yeah, well, it would be, but I'll give it a shot anyway. Here's the problem here. I think Bray watches our show and heard you repeatedly say, that guy can't wrestle very good. Apparently, there may be. Currently, I've seen him have some good matches in the past, but there may be currently some truth to that because he's been back for 5 months. You know how many matches he's had?
How many?
Okay, so
could that be the WWE saying, hey, we want to build a character that just does vignettes?
You're going to build this nonsense for 5 months because here's where I also going to get kind of, annoyed with Bray. Lately, your skits suck. How about that? Do the muscle man dance? We're 5 months in, and I'm watching you do the muscle man.
Well, because he's panicking. He's going back to the old stuff.
It's garbage.
Or maybe someone said, hey, what you're doing's not working. Let's try the old stuff.
Dude, he's losing me, and I always dug his
darkness. Yeah, you have. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're losing me. You know? It hasn't been very gripping. It hasn't been very engaging. And there's no matches!
You know what the problem
he's
is,
not
too?
Wrestling!
He actually was at some point. I'm not saying he was scary.
Dude, when he returned, he was big. What the
no,
fuck
but
happened?
What I mean by that, it's like, he was kind of, like Bray Wyatt, he was scary.
Yeah.
He had that Charles Manson feel.
Yeah, that was cool.
Feel.
That, you know, now you're talking the Swamp Days where he was great.
Yeah, but now you're looking at
I don't like
the
it.
Garbage.
I don't like it. I don't like it. If this is what he's been saving up creatively, this has just been nonsense. It's going in circles. And do you think, you know what? Do you think he should even be considered to defeat Bobby Lashley?
No.
No. So what's with this big return then? When he came back, the first night he came back, even you were like, whoa, this guy is big time. Look what's happened.
Well, you know, I got
caught up one match, and now he's gonna be, he should lose to Bobby.
I got caught up in like the Yankees Red Sox thing.
Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah, because I was thinking to myself, don't let AEW get their hands on him. We need to sign him, even though I never thought much of him, as you know.
What an insult to the Boston Red Sox. AEW, and I'm a Yankee fan saying this. AEW Boston Red Sox.
But you get my point, right?
Long Island Ducks.
Well,
that's rough.
My point is I never thought much of him.
Right.
And I said to myself, just don't let Tony Khan get him. I don't care what it takes.
He would
mismanage
him.
And in the end,
him.
Yeah, but the point of the matter, the guy mismanages himself.
Yes.
He's just not good.
Not lately. Not lately.
Sorry about
not
that.
Not lately.
Booker T says, Bray Wyatt is struggling to find momentum in WWE. Look at this. Booker T agrees with you, and you didn't even know it was coming.
There you go.
WWE Hall of Famer Booker T believes that he knows why fans haven't exactly been enamored with Bray Wyatt lately. 5 months. Look at this.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Into his return, Wyatt's initial.
He just had one match.
Did you read the script already?
No, not this part.
And had many, many excited, but he's only one match in WWE TV since.
Yeah.
While hosting the Hall of Fame, Booker T shared his belief that something is missing.
Yeah, like matches. Like getting the damn ring. Why is he not wrestling?
He can't wrestle. He can't wrestle. He's not
know,
good.
I've seen some good matches with him.
In fact, people were killing the Alexa Bliss thing. At least that thing was kind of cool. You know what I mean?
What? What thing?
You know, him taking over Alexa and then.
I didn't mind that. No, I didn't mind that.
People were killing it, though.
Well, a lot of people hate Alexa Bliss. You're forgetting that.
What is the hatred on Alexa Bliss, man?
They probably don't see her as a wrestler's wrestler. She's a Barbie doll. She's a WWE prop. She's a prototype of what they, you know, serve up to the audience that should know better, like we do.
The only issue I have is Alexa Bliss is small.
I have no issue with that either. I don't. That doesn't
well, when you put her up
me.
Against the likes of a Charlotte Flair,
Rhea Ripley, okay,
Rhea
you're
Ripley,
done, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte Flair too.
But
well, that's the way it goes.
But that's my point. It's like, we talked about like. Johnny Gargano coming in and facing off against Randy Orton. Eventually, you see that whole difference.
Yeah, you see the size disparity.
You see that difference.
Like,
see, it was kind of cool with Nia Jax when Alexa wrestled because it was like, you know.
Sometimes the little person, bigger person can be great.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes.
Yes.
It depends on the matchup and the chemistry of the two in the ring.
Agreed.
If they've got no chemistry, oh boy.
Agreed.
Then you're fucked.
AEW Dynamite last night. Wednesday night, sorry. AEW Trio Championship, the Elite versus House of Black versus the Jericho Appreciation Society. Jericho making his return back to Canada in his hometown, where he got a street named after him. How cool was that?
I'm surprised he doesn't have a town named after him.
How cool must it feel to have a street named after you?
That must be pretty cool, I guess. Knowing me, I'd never go down and see it. Farrell Boulevard, I don't know. I don't know if I would really care, but I'm sure it's an honor, you know. I would think so. Monty Court?
I would love it.
Okay.
Here's something that was utterly... Dude, I got it. This was driving me crazy. So Hangman Page, Evil Uno, and Stu Grayson versus Johnny Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, and Claudio Castagnoli, right?
Yeah.
Moxley hits Stu Grayson with two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one pile driver, he kicks out. Hits him with another. I'm thinking to myself, like, does anything mean Like, it was bothering me. I'm like, come on already with this garbage.
Nope. Nothing matters in that fucking, in that, the way they present things.
But isn't there any, like, Moxley's a seasoned vet. Like, if you want someone to kick out, or you guys script it that way, mm-hmm. is the pile driver the move to use?
Right.
The pile driver where Ray the Crippler Stevens would lay it on you and you were done.
Yep.
The Tombstone pile driver, when The Undertaker laid on it, you're done.
The pile driver that Austin received, he was done.
Yeah.
That's a serious fucking move.
It is a serious move.
Yeah, and to play it off like an armbar? And by the way, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
And no disrespect to you, you know, AEW lovers. Who the fuck is Stu Grayson to kick out of two of those anyway?
Well,
because I thought that Stu Grayson was supposed to be back at the Batcave with Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Oh, that's Dick Grayson.
That's Dick Grayson,
sorry,
yeah.
Stu.
Well, here's the other thing with Stu.
Yeah.
Then after those kicks out, he then mounts an offensive.
Of course.
I mean, what is going
My
on here?
My feels splendid.
Dude, I don't understand how these podcasters or Dave LaGreca could and stand by this product. It's just bad. It's
when you're
bad,
bought, when you're bought,
bad.
When you're bought and paid for, you're going to stand by the product. So let
How
let,
about
let,
Bully Ray?
Oh, please, whatever.
I mean,
man.
At least Bully Ray tries to keep it real sometimes, but it's like they still present like Tommy Dreamer. Oh, incredible match. No, it was stupid. Everything about it was stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I can add nothing to
I mean,
what
you're,
you said.
You know, we mentioned, you're literally destroying every icon in the past that used a pile driver as their finishing move.
Right.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. So, we can apply, and at the AEW, so you're telling me back then, if that if Stu Grayson wrestled Orndorff, mm-hmm. he would have kicked out of those moves.
Fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard. Dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know what I saw the fans booing this week, though? And fortunately, I saw this in WWE programming, but I guess, you know, hey, fans cross over. There had to be a few AEW folks in those seats.
Right.
Austin Theory had the nerve to put an armbar on somebody. Did you hear the booing?
Funny, I was thinking of you.
They couldn't stand 5 seconds of it. They were like, oh, my God, a rest hold. You know something? The indie people of today treat, they don't even realize they do this, they treat the wrestlers like shit. Die for me. Or I'm not interested. What are you doing taking a rest hold? How dare you?
It's dumb.
Give me a cartwheel.
It's dumb.
It is. It's fucking ridiculous.
The AEW International Championship, mm-hmm. Orange Cassidy against Jeff Jarrett. And by the way,
very
I gotta tell you.
Very important title.
But I will say this. Jeff Jarrett's in some great shape, bro.
Of course he's in some great shape. But let me tell you something that pisses me off. Jeff Jarrett lost to the guy with his hands in his pockets. I'm not past that.
Still
I'll never be. Why would you be?
No,
if it was stupid then, it's stupid now.
Right. Fair
okay?
enough. Fair
I
enough.
Mean, should he even be fucking losing to this guy?
Well, of course he should, because he's an old veteran giving the rub to an up-and-comer.
Right. I want to throw up here. I really do. I want
to
throw up
Hard
when I see
argue.
Half this shit.
Hard to argue.
Here's an ass beater.
Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
Open challenge.
And, to any Canadian opponent.
But she beat, what's her name came out, I think, Valkyrie. Tyre Valkyrie came out.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
Where are they going with this?
Nowhere. Where do you
what
expect
What is she, 57-0 now or something like that?
This is Goldberg?
I don't know if it's Goldberg, but my whole point is, like...
Who cares?
If someone's that good,
right.
they should be front and center.
No, they should be the TBS champion. I'm making fun of this.
I understand you are.
Severely.
So,
by the way, these belts are some of the most meaningless belts.
I will tell you this. That's the other thing. When I listen to Tony Khan announcing the cards, every match has
a championship
on the line. It's
right.
like, what?
And I wonder at what spot the referee is going to help the wrestlers finish their moves.
Right.
That has become the biggest joke of all.
Well, let me ask you. You're the TBS champion. You're Jade Cargill.
Right.
And now the Outcast, the women's side of the NWO, mm-hmm. AEW is building that,
mm-hmm.
which is not a half bad gimmick, by the way.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
All right.
But where's Jade Cargill? Isn't she the sting of this all?
Right.
Where's her involvement in this?
Whoops. Whoops.
Right.
Whoops. You think the NWO would have been anything without Hogan?
No.
Eh, well, you know, you might want.
Well, I mean, I think the better point is, do you think the NWO would have been anything without Sting?
Ooh.
You get my point?
Oh, yeah.
So wouldn't Cargill be the sting
of our matchup? Oh, I see what you're getting at. Okay, I understand.
You know, like, you're messing with my AEW. You guys are the outsiders.
Yeah. She's the Sting or Goldberg. Wait a minute. Goldberg did the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, all right.
And the whole show started off with MJF's re-bar mitzvah celebration. Did you catch that?
Listen, leave bar mitzvahs out of this. What's with getting slammed through a bar mitzvah cake?
That was such a bad setup.
I have a problem. Not only did you mess up the bar mitzvah, but you fucking threw the guy through the bar mitzvah cake.
Well, let me ask you this. So that's you got this big setup, and the music hits, and I'm stupid me. Stupid me. I'm thinking,
yeah,
here comes Rusev. Like, Rusev's going to finally come out. And who do we get?
Yeah.
We get Jungle Boy.
Oh.
And we get Sammy Guevara. And we get whatever his name, the dude with the half face, blonde hair.
Darby
Allin. And Darby Allin goes on. Now, listen to this
he
one.
He wants the go ahead.
Listen to this one.
With this guy. I can't. This show
When he finally got into wrestling, he loves AEW because he lets him be me. He would never go anywhere else because he wants to be himself. Hey, dude, please let's get realistic.
Please say it.
It's like I'm thinking to myself.
Say it or I will.
Say it. Go ahead.
The WWE ain't interested in a 120-pound dude with a skateboard.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're not. Johnny Gargano is Hulk Hogan compared to him.
And Jeff Hardy, he is not.
No, he is not Jeff Hardy. It's not even close. That's an insult to Jeff Hardy.
I agree.
That's a complete insult to Jeff
Hardy. But do you think in his own mind, he thinks that the WWE would be interested in him?
Nope. Not at all. Unless the scrub. Vince would scrub the shit out of him and enjoy it.
But I'm just watching this, and I'm looking at all, you know, MJF's a sizable guy. He's all right.
I love MJF. All right. I have nothing bad.
But the other three? It's like the lightweight combination.
It's ridiculous. Hey, you know who's a good up-and-coming kid? You know, all these marks out there should really be paying attention, because if they hate the WWE, they're missing it.
Right.
Dominic.
Fucking love Dominic.
I fucking love Dominic. Dominic is great and getting greater. You know, he's growing up right in front of
the
us.
The great thing about Dominic and Rhea is they do all those side videos the time.
They're great.
There's one out there where, you know, there's an old video of a kid like going, mommy, 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 mommy. So they're doing that. And then he plays it. It's fucking hilarious.
I also love how he was in jail for a day. And now all he ever says is, you know, in jail.
Oh, I love
that. He
was
there for like a week, maybe.
It's the greatest
according to the script.
It's the greatest thing
ever. And then
he's
mad at Ray because Ray didn't get him a BMW. Yeah. Or you got me a BMW. Everybody else got whatever.
Yeah,
I was
right.
Like, this is great.
It was great.
It's great. He's growing up right in front of our very eyes.
And who would have thought?
Me.
Well, we both thought Dominic, but we didn't think he was going to be at this level this soon.
Well, we started pointing it out quickly, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, we started pointing it out quickly when he was starting to rise. So I love him. I think he's great.
All right. Well, that's about it for this week in wrestling, my friend. Try to everybody catch SmackDown and Rampage. What are we, 3 weeks away from WrestleMania?
Why would they catch Rampage after what we just said?
Well, no one's really watching it anyway. Just think, if you're a
Wait
fan
a second. Didn't Kevin Nash say nobody was watching?
Yeah, he did.
So we agree with Diesel.
There you go.
Very nice.
But here's the thing. You could be the only one watching, and then you could feel special. You'd have your own special show.
Mr. Rogers used to say you are special.
By the way, have you caught The Last of Us at all? Have you watched any of that?
I am hearing about this. What is this on, please?
It's on HBO or HBO Max.
Then I won't be catching it until
I am going to tell you, Jimmy, this is your show.
I'm hearing that.
It is so effing good.
I'm hearing it's pretty damn good. Yeah,
Jared, have you been watching The Last of Us?
Spidey.
My mic's not plugged in, but now.
Ugh.
He's missing. Dude, he was in Puerto Rico shagging.
It's been on for like.
He's been busy.
This is the best show ever. Anyway, this has been Mike Monty.
This has been the Pharaoh. You've been watching This Week in Wrestling. And until next week in wrestling, later.